Hello, and welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 315. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Nick Puenti. That song's called It's a Trap, and this is on his new album, Beyond the Static, which came out March 5th on Two Brains Records. Nick is based out of Detroit, Michigan, and I know very little about him. I know this is not his first album, and I know that it's a very good album, which means I'll be going back to find his previous releases, and you'll be hearing them on the podcast in some amount of weeks or months or whenever they actually get located. It's been a few weeks since I did a podcast. I've been a very busy boy, but I'm going to make up for it this week. I've only got 6 tracks to play for you, which means there's some long ones, so some bands have stretched out, and maybe you'll want to stretch out and relax as well. We'll start things off here with Modest Mouse with the song Lampshades on Fire.
I could go free. That is, if you have time to spare.
If you have time and nothing on your mind, why I'm free for you and me. The Zumba and the butt to butt, hands up in the air like we just don't care, arms wide open, eyes tight shut. That is, if you have time to spare. If you have time and nothing on your mind, why I'm free for you and me. If you have time and nothing on your mind, why I'm free for you and me.
That song is just sweet, right? That is Stanley Brings with Frischard with the song If You Have Time. That's on the album Pizza Espresso, which came out back in August of last year on FICA Recordings. Not sure how I missed that at the time because I'm a big fan of Stanley Brings and I'm a big fan of Frischard, and why wouldn't I like an album full of duets? Why wouldn't you give it a listen? Before that, we heard from Modest Mouse with the song Lampshades on Fire. That's the first single from the band's album Strangers to Ourselves, which came out March 17th on Epic Records. It's a good album. I mean, if you like Modest Mouse, you're going to like this album. And it doesn't matter if you liked early Modest Mouse, late Modest Mouse, whatever. You're going to like this album. Just engage in that one. I think I like that single the best. But hey, that's I kind of have that predilection for singles. I guess I should let you know the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Okay, coming up next here, I have a track by Glenn Hansard. This song is Hold On Magnolia.
You're stubborn like me. I know what you're trying to be. Hold on, Magnolia. I hear that station bell. Before the dark finally gets a hold. Thunder and the rain, and to the lightning that's just signed my name. To the bar. Stubborn like me, I know what you're trying to be. Time.
first day of the week, stumbling words at the bar. Beauty, blue eyes, my order of fries, Long Island kindness and wine. Beloved of John, I get it all wrong. I read you for some kind of poem, covered in lines, the fossils I find, have they no life of their own? So can we pretend sweetly before the mystery ends? I am with its lonely and greedy demands. There's only a shadow of me. In a matter of speaking, I'm dead. Such a waste, your beautiful face, stumbling carpet arise. Follow your gem, your white feathered friend. Icarus, point to the sun. If history speaks of two baby teeth, I'm painting the hills blue and red. They said, beware. My throat's on your head. So can we be friends sweetly before the mystery ends? I love you more than the world can contain in its lonely and ramshackle head. There's only a shadow
to have Sufjan Stevens back. This song is called John My Beloved, and that's on the new album Carrie and Lowell, which is out today, if today happens to be March 31st for you as well, on his own Asthmatic Kitty label. Very definite return to form for him in that it's not all electronic. It's all folk. It's all quiet. There aren't the giant crescendos that I like to see in some of his earlier work, but Gosh, you can just really lose yourself in a track like that one. So nice. Before that, we heard from Glenn Hassard with the song Hold On Magnolia. That is, of course, a Songs Ohio song. That is from his new EP. It was Triumph We Once Proposed, Songs of Jason Molina, released on Overcoat Records on March 17th. It's a fine EP, and it does revisit some of those wonderful songs and in interesting ways. So it is definitely worth a listen if you're a fan of either Glenn or Jason Molina. Well, I'm out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 315. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar this week, you know, no shows are happening for me, which is a sad thing because, you know, I got to have the rocks, right? For you, and for those of you in Kansas City or Boston, Bad Religion is playing the 31st at Liberty Hall, of Montreal playing the 1st at the Granada, and at Granada also on the 7th is Father John Misty. I may be back in time on the 9th for the liturgy show at Record Bar and get my black metal fix on. Maybe I'll be in Boston, though. Jeremy Innick is playing at TT's, and I'd love to see that show. On the 12th, Lemuria is playing at the Jackpot. On the 14th, Mountain Goats are playing at the House of Blues in Boston. Speedy Ortiz playing at Sinclair on the 22nd. And in Kansas City, the 24th through the 25th, or maybe it's 23rd through 25th, something like that, you will find the Middle of the Map Fest happening. The 24th, X-Hex playing at Great Scott. 26th, Slater Kinney at the Uptown. Looking into May, you've got Waxahachie at the Sinclair on the 13th. The 21st, The Business is playing at the Riot Room. I think that's with Uncouth, and I forget who else, but Punk Rock Oi Oi Oi. The 24th, Insafarum at the Brighton Music Hall. Maybe I'll be here in Boston and get some folk metal fix. Speedy Ortiz playing at the Riot Room on the 31st, and I guess that wraps up May. I should give a better look. There's got to be something out there for me to see this week, right? Come on, Boston, tell me, what show should I be at? Anyway, let's stop talking about shows. Let's play one more song and get this podcast wrapped up. Got one track left. If you remember, a couple weeks ago, I bought an album that was Troubadours, Folk and Roots of American Music, Part 1. Turns out Part 1 was one disc that I bought, but there were discs 2 and 3. And evidently, the Bear family heard my plea, and they sent me discs 2 and 3. So I got those as well, and I've been listening to them. So it's been folk overload. It's been folking wonderful. And I'm going to play something from another one of the discs. I think this is actually from disc 2. This is Merle Travis doing 16 Tons. You're probably more familiar with the Tennessee Ernie Ford version, but this was the original, written by Merle, or so he says. Also, someone named George Davis, also from the same region, says he wrote that song, but I think most people accept that Merle Travis wrote this one. As again, this is a 3-CD compilation released by Bear Family August of last year, and this is part one, and I think there's a part two and part three, but part one is kind of, that's probably where I'll stay on this one. I'm going to play this one, 16 Tons. Love the song. My dad sang it to me. I don't know. Not to me, but he sang it walking around the house. Oh, gosh. I must have heard it every other day at least for my entire childhood. He comes from Eastern Kentucky and coal mining stock. And for him, this was more than a pop song, more than a folk song. I think this is actually part of that Souter identity. So anyway, here it is, Merle Travis wrapping things up with 16 Tons. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
You load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Yes, sir, there's a menu, a Kentucky coal miner that pert near owes his soul to the company store. He gets so far in debt to the coal company he's a-working for that he goes on sometimes for years without being paid one red cent in real honest-to-goodness money. But he can always go to the company store and draw flickers or scrip. You know, that's little brass coins that you can't spend nowhere, only at the company store. So they add that against his account, and every day he gets a little farther in debt. That sounds pretty bad, but even that's got a brighter side to it. Now some people say a man's made out of mud, but a poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bones, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mines. Loaded 16 tons of a number 9 coal, and the straw boss, I hollered, "Well, bless my soul, 16 tons. And what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store." Well, I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble is my middle name. I was raised in the bottoms by a mama hound. I'm mean as a dog, but I'm as gentle as a lamb. I load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, if you see me coming, you better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of men died. I got a fist of iron and a fist of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.